Perhaps one of the most well-known statements in Pirkei Avos is found in the beginning of the fourth parak, where Ben Zoma teaches a Zehu Ashir Hasameach Bechalko, who is truly wealthy, a person who is happy with his chelek, with his lot in life. It's not as well known, though, that the concept of being Sameach Bechalko resurfaces later in Perek Vav, where Chazal teach us that it is one of the Memches Dvarim Shahatorah Niknes Behen. Apparently, being Sameach Bechalko is one of the important characteristics necessary in order to be Koneh Torah. And the question, of course, is why? We could certainly understand, as Ben Zoma explains, that if a person wants to feel a sense of wealth in this world, well, by definition, wealth is relative, and if a person is happy with what he has, well, then you will be truly wealthy. But why is it necessary for a person to be Sameach Bechelko in order to be Koneh Torah? So the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah explains that the reason why this is such an important prerequisite is because if a person is not happy with his chelik in life, he's going to constantly be distracted by his desire to acquire more, to earn more, to achieve more, and he will not be able to concentrate properly and sufficiently on his learning. And so therefore, there is nothing inherent, according to Tiferes Yisrael, about being Sameach Bechelko per se, but if a person is not Sameach Bechelko, it would be sort of an obstacle. He will not be able to achieve all that he can while he's learning because of the fact that he'll be distracted by his desire to acquire more. However, the Sfas Emes, in his commentary in the Mishnah, actually says that there is something a little deeper going on over here, and that is the concept of Sameach Bechelko in reference to this discussion. We are referring to a person need to be Sameach Bechelko Shel Torah, right? We say in our davening, B'sein Chalkenu B'sarasecho. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable us to achieve our chelek, our portion in learning. And this is a different chelek. When we speak about Ezeu Asher Sameach Bechelko, we're talking about a person's material chelek in this world. Over here, the Mishnah is saying that if a person wants to be Koneh Torah, so by definition, a person must have realistic expectations, settle for nothing more and nothing less, and understand and appreciate that I have my own personal chelek that I must try to achieve and acquire. The Chassam Sofer points out that this is even more evident when we appreciate its juxtaposition to that which came beforehand. Immediately before Sameach Bechelko, so we are taught Hamakiras Makomo, which means that it's important for a person to recognize his makom, his place at all times. There are times where people don't really appreciate the context, the place in which they find themselves. And if we don't understand that, we don't fully appreciate where we are at any given time, so we cannot properly achieve our potential. We cannot understand what our tafkid is at that particular point. So the Chassam Sofer says, Hamakiras Makomo is very much related to the idea of being Sameach Bechelko, again, Bechelko Shel Torah, to understand and to appreciate that I have my own potential in Torah. I have my own chelek that is mine, and I have to do all I can to unlock that, to achieve it, and to acquire it. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, again, this idea supported by the Chassam Sofer, that the idea of being Sameach Bechelko is not merely, as the Tiferes Yisrael, an idea of being Sameach with one's material chelek in this world, but perhaps even more importantly, to understand and to appreciate that we each have our chelek in Torah, and if we want to be properly Koneh Torah, we have to be Sameach, we have to be happy with our personal chelek in Torah. Thank you so much.